This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to Washington Awe United. It's a weekly feature created through a content partnership with United Way of Washington Awe County. Each week, we explore issues of equity and opportunity, and today we're going to get a personalized look at the work of the Student Advocacy Center of Michigan. It's been around since 1975, has offices in Ypsilanti, Jackson, and Detroit, and there can be no question, it is a community resource that is changing lives. Our first guest today is Anel Eccleston. Anel serves as programs manager for the Student Advocacy Center. He earned both his bachelor's and his master's of social work at Eastern Michigan University, and he's mentoring many young people that might not otherwise make it all the way through school. And thank you so much for your time today, Anel. The stated mission of the Student Advocacy Center of Michigan is to work collaboratively with underserved students and their families to stay in school, realize their rights to a quality public education, and to grow and experience success. How would you define your personal mission within the framework of the organizational mission?
A lot of the times when I was growing up, I'm originally from Muskegon, Michigan, and I saw a lot of the students that a lot of my peers didn't make it through the way that we all thought we would have together.
Right.
So that in itself kind of sparked something within me to want to be able to give back to young people and being able to work with them and take them on a different path than what they may not have had opportunities to do. And the Student Advocacy Center has definitely given me a platform to be able to do that kind of work.
And as such, you obviously had some personal experiences that informed your professional decisions. As you now work with students that you probably recognize in yourself, what are the issues that do bring students or families of students to the Advocacy Center?
Oh, wow. That's a wide range. But mostly, mostly what we see a lot of is sometimes the schools don't do what's right by the student and the family. And that's not a lot of the schools that we work with, that we partner with, but we do see that occasionally. And when we see those kind of acts happening within the school, then we definitely jump on those. We can get referrals directly from the schools. We can get the referrals directly from parents or families, and other community members have passed referrals and families our way. So this has just been a great opportunity being with the Student Advocacy Center to be able to do this kind of work and be able to see the change in students that I wanted to see within myself at a younger age, and being able to see that happen a lot faster than it happened with me.
We're talking about students, some of who have perhaps learning disabilities, some have behavioral issues, some may have suffered some family trauma, all of which is impeding their ability to get the education they richly deserve.
Yes, most definitely. And we try to really break down a lot of those barriers and challenges for students and families. We try to link them to outside resources. We try to make sure that they have everything that they really need. And when we talk about the need of our public education system nowadays, we're really looking at more of an equity lens and not equality. I think that kind of gets a gray area because people think about equality as everybody having what they need, but that's not the case. And each individual case is totally different than the other one. And some students may need more or less than the other case. So we try to provide whatever the student or family needs that will help them specifically be successful.
And with that, I would like to introduce our second guest of the day. Jacoby Piller has graduated from the Achieving Career in College Education High School in the Ypsilanti Community Schools on June 4th. And congratulations on graduating high school. That has to be fantastic.
Yeah, it was nice. Thank you.
It was nice. Was there a time where you thought, Jacoby, that maybe graduation wasn't for you? It wasn't possible?
Yeah, when I was young, I really didn't like school.
What about it you didn't you like?
I'm going to rephrase that. It's not that I didn't like school. It really wasn't working for me, and I feel like I wasn't a good fit for it.
And when you say you weren't a good fit, was it hard for you to learn, or did you feel ostracized, or did you feel as though the teachers weren't treating you fairly? What about the experience was making you say, you know what, I don't know if I want to put my efforts into my education?
I feel like they had a system, like, based off for, like, a certain group of kids, like, either you was this group or that group.
And you weren't in the group that was getting the help.
Right.
So what was it in specific that brought you to the Student Advocacy Center? Was it a behavioral thing? Was it a family thing? Or all of the above?
I think my mom and my behavior.
And you got to love when moms step in and take care of business, right? When you got to the Student Advocacy Center, brought you to Anel and created a relationship with him?
So I really didn't want to work with them, but I'm going to go back to the beginning. So one day I kind of just came home from school and he was in my house. At my kitchen table with my
Surprise.
Mom. Right. And my mom like, come here. And I'm trying to go upstairs in my room, play my game. She's like, come here. And I really want to listen. But then I end up coming over there. she wanted me to sign some paper, you know. I was so young that I didn't even think to even try to read it at all. I just signed it. But then they told me I had these services, and I think like a couple of days go by, I missed the bus, and I called them for like a week straight, 2 weeks straight, every day to come get me, and I live way out on Getty.
So you started to get to know one another, you riding together and having this opportunity. Washtenaw United continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking education, opportunity, personal growth, and future development with two special guests. Annelle Eccleston is Programs Manager for the Student Advocacy Center of Michigan, and Jacoby Piller is one of his mentees, and he just graduated from high school in Ypsilanti. Now, Annelle, what did you see in Jacoby when you first encountered him?
I definitely saw potential. We did have a rocky start at first. I always tell people that he didn't really like me, and I don't think I really liked him in the beginning, to be honest. But as we continued to work together, I definitely saw how he really beat it to his own drum. And I think that's a quality that a lot of young people really don't understand that they have within them. So being able to work with him and being able to get him to understand his own power over himself and his decision-making really became the goal. And as you can see today, that was pretty successful.
Yeah, marching to your own tune. People can either try and quash that or they can nurture it and make it all that it can possibly be. So how did you convince Jacoby to see his own potential?
I don't really know, to be honest. I think that after a couple of years, probably about after a year of us working together, I do remember a time where we were both in Ypsilanti High School, and he was having a hard time with one of his classes, and I remember coming to my office in the building, and he was sitting in front of the door. And when he was there, I remember having him come into the office, and I was asking him questions about what's wrong, you know, what's going on, and what do you need in order to go back to class, because that was my main purpose, was to get the kids into the classroom. And he was like, you know, this just isn't working for me. And I think just by me asking him, what do you need, that really showed him that if he can just voice his opinion and voice his own perspective on his needs to be successful, then we could put those things into place for him. And that was exactly what happened.
And Jacoby, when did you recognize that, hey, I can do anything I want, I just have to go work for it?
Well, I got a sister who always told me I can do whatever I want, no matter what it is.
It's good to have a supportive family, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Annelle, how many students is the Advocacy Center working with throughout the course of any given academic year?
So we're looking at about 600 students throughout the course of academic year.
And do you know the success rate of getting those kids to graduation?
In our particular program that I supervise, we probably have about a 75% to 80% graduation rate.
And that is a great number of students who otherwise might not graduate, and that becomes an issue throughout our community. So the work that is being done at the Student Advocacy Center is making a difference not only for the kids that you're working with, but the community at large, right?
Yes, most definitely. We are developing leaders in these young people to be able to go into their schools and to go into the community and create their own change that they see would benefit others as well, not just themselves or their family, but really tapping into the community and being able to share their stories and their perspectives and their success as well, so that other people in the community can understand that this is possible for everyone.
Where do you go from here, Jacoby? What is your plan for the future?
I want to go to college and get a 2-year certificate in auto mechanics, then probably go to a transfer for a 4-year degree.
So you're going to enroll in the fall and become a college man?
We actually supposed to go over there today.
That is fantastic. I am so glad to hear that. And I know that, Annelle, you're equally as proud of him, right?
Of course. This has been one of the biggest successes that I've had as a professional. But then personally for me, I've actually learned a lot from Jacoby, just as much as I hope he's learned from me. So it's been worthwhile working with him over the course of these years.
In just this short time that we've spent together, it's quite clear to me you two have forged quite a bond. So as our time comes to an end today, I'm going to ask you both this question. Is this a relationship that will continue into the future?
I say, yeah, most definitely. I think we get more in contact once my phone get fixed. But yeah, most definitely.
And Annelle, you said the same thing, definitely.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, of course. This is a bond that I can't see ending anytime soon.
Well, yeah, I know 3 numbers by heart, and Annelle is one of the 3 numbers.
That is fantastic. I find you both to be very inspirational. Thank you for the time today, and I am so glad that you got to share your relationship with all of us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That is Annelle Eccleston, the Programs Manager for the Student Advocacy Center of Michigan, and Jacoby Piller. He is one of his mentees, and he just graduated from ACCE High School in Ypsilanti. Our guests on Washtenaw United. Washtenaw United is produced in partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County. To find more information on today's topics and guests, please visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.